So, for those who are here, take out your chanting book. Yeah? The evening chanting is on page 8. The purpose of this evening chanting is to develop the devotion, the faith. Because this chanting has a type of vibration that is very conducive for you to develop the very strong sadha or faith in the Buddha and his teaching. And because we have this Pali chanting book with the English translation, so we will use more of the English translation so that you will chant with understanding. This format actually follows Wat Pat Nanachat, the Achancha tradition, the forest tradition, the English disciple. They came out with this chanting format, which is very good. Okay, we need to get hold of Joyce. Joyce and Miss Lee, together with Chui, to help us with the chanting. Where is Joyce? Okay, Lee Hoon also can come and help. The evening chanting, we swap the program. So you turn to page 8 and 9 of your chanting book. Come. Chui, you can get this mic. Where is Joyce? she's taking her bath. Oh yeah. Okay, now my come in first. Okay, if that's the case, maybe for today, you all do your meditation first, then followed by the chanting, evening chanting. Today we stick to the program. We don't change anything. Okay, for meditation, I will just give some guideline to all those who are new, who need instruction. So this will be formal meditation, supposed to be 6:30 to 7:30. Okay. So for those who just came in, you make your respect to the Triple Gem and compose yourself. Then we will start our meditation. For those who already know how to develop the meditation, you can straight away start your meditation. Then for those who are new, and some of you who still need instruction, I will give you the instruction. They are actually all in the transcript. But never mind, I will give you the formal instruction once so that you can read it up to develop the understanding later. Okay. Silence your mind. Relax body and mind. Make sure you have a stable posture. Make sure your backbone is straight. Then breathe in, breathe out normally. Then you can close your eye if you prefer not to open it. Otherwise, for those who feel sleepy, you close your eye, you can keep your eye open. It's okay. Then you maintain awareness or attention at your forehead. You just feel your forehead. Feel. Don't think. Just like you feel the floor, hot or cold, you just feel. then you can detect any tightness, any tension or any stress within the forehead. You just silently, mentally, just relax, relax and relax every part of your forehead. Then after that, you can extend your awareness or your attention down to your facial muscle. Before that, if you want to go to your eye muscle, you can also do it. Feel your eye muscle. Feel it soothingly relax. Then you move down to your facial muscle. Again, feel every part of your facial muscle. Relax every strand of it. Feel it soothingly relax. For those who still find it difficult, you can combine with loving kindness meditation. You can use metta to bring about the relaxed state of mind. You can visualize yourself radiating a radiant smile. Facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. The moment you smile, you are relaxed. There is no stress. Because in order to smile, there must be joy. For there to be joy, there must be happiness. And happiness is a state of mind that is very free. So you just silence your mind and radiate a radiant smile. Then when you can develop this radiant smile, you start to radiate metta or loving kindness to your own self. You can radiate, follow what I recite. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within your entire body and mind, your entire being. You can repeat this. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. When you recite well and happy, you have to feel that your entire physical body and mind, means your entire being, is also having this well-being and happiness. This will allow your body to have this very positive energy of well-being. Then after that, you can continue to radiate. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, all mental and physical suffering. When you recite, mentally feel it. Feel your body and mind free of all suffering. Then may it too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. Then may there be love, may there be peace deep within our hearts. Then you can radiate this same loving kindness or metta to somebody you love, your loved ones. It may be your parents, your brothers or sister, your good friend, or any of your loved ones that you have affection for, that you have love towards. You can also radiate this metta to them. May my loved ones too be well and happy, well and happy. You can radiate from your heart this loving kindness or metta energy. You can visualize them radiating a radiant smile. Then from your heart you send this well-being to them. Wishing them well and happy, well and happy. Then may my loved ones too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they too be free from all harm and danger. then may their hearts too. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then after that, you can radiate to all beings within this vicinity, together with all Dhamma friends, co-cultivator, meditator, and all beings within this vicinity. May they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble, and may they all too be well and happy always. May they too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May no harm come to them. May they be free from all harm and danger. May their mind too be free from all negativity. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. And may all beings be well and happy, well and happy. May the blessings of the Triple Gem too be with them. May they all too be well and happy always. Then after that, we can radiate this same metta to all beings throughout the entire existence. May all beings within the whole of Brinchang, the whole of Cameron Highlands, whole of Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, planet Earth, our solar system, our galaxy, then the whole universe. May all beings within the entire existence be well and happy, well and happy. May they all too be free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. After radiating this metta by now, you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then we continue with this mind-sweeping method. We come back to our facial muscle feel. By now, it should be more calm and more peaceful, more relaxed. Then you move your attention to your neck, feel it, then relax. Your shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, do the same, feel, relax. Then back to shoulder. Then you move your attention down to your heart area or your chest area. This is the most important location within your body. This is where your heartbeat arises and passes away. This is where your life force arises and passes away. This is also the seat of consciousness, where consciousness arises and passes away. You just silence your mind and feel around your chest area. Feel. If you can detect any vibration or any heartbeat, you just silence your mind and stay there. For those who are new, if you can't, it's okay. You just feel, then relax every part. Just like you feel your forehead and relax every part. You feel your chest and your abdomen. Then you relax every part. Then after that, you move your attention down to your stomach. Do the same. Feel, relax. Feel, relax every part of it. Then you move your attention down to your abdomen. Do the same. Feel and relax. Feel and relax. Then after that, you move your attention down to your leg. Do the same. Feel every part and relax every part. Then your buttock. Feel and relax. As you feel and relax and sweep your mind through, you become more calm and more peaceful where you don't think anymore. This will help you to decondition your heedless thinking. And by doing this, your mind can also become more peaceful. And at the same time, you train the mind to be at the location you want it to be. If you want it to be at the forehead, it will be at the forehead. If you want it to be at the chest, it will be at the chest. So this training is very useful, and this will help you to train your mind to be mindful more and more, more and more. Then you can reverse this whole process of mind sweeping method. From the leg, you feel, relax every part. Buttock, feel, relax every part. Then you move your attention back to your abdomen. Again, feel, relax. Don't think, just feel, relax. Then your stomach, do the same. Chest, feel, and relax. Then silence your mind. Then after that, feel your shoulder, your hand, back to shoulder, neck. Then facial muscle. After facial muscle, you relax every part. You check your eye muscle. Just aware, silent, then aware, feel. Then relax every part within. Then finally back to your forehead. Do the same. Just feel and relax every part of your forehead. If you want to do it one more time, you can do this mind sweeping method a second time. Until you become more calm and more peaceful. Then after that, you can train this mind using anapanasati. Anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. The mindfulness of the in and out breath is very useful. It will help to anchor your mind there with the breathing so that it will not be heedlessly lost in thought. That's why we need an object of meditation to train the mind, to anchor the mind, so that it is just aware of this in and out breath without thought. So anapanasati is very simple, if you understand. Just like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. Maintain awareness or attention in front of your nostril. Silence your mind and just feel. Mindfully feel. Just like how you detect the stress and tension in your forehead, when you feel your breath, you will detect the breathing. Then the mind and the breath move as one. Breathing in, the mind is aware. For those who are familiar with the Thai tradition of Budo, breathing in, you pronounce the word Bud. Breathing out, Do. So Buddha, recall to mind the Buddha. Anapanasati is very simple. You only need to train the mindfulness or the awareness to be aware of this in and out breath. So every time this mind wanders off, you just patiently bring it back. Don't react, don't become affected, don't become agitated. Just silence your mind, patiently bring it back. If you are patient enough, if your sadha and virya is stable enough, sati will arise, sati will stabilize, mindfulness will stabilize. So this is how you train. Maintain awareness in front of your nostril, then allow the mind to detect the breathing. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. Just continue. Every time wanders off, bring it back. Wanders off, bring it back. Expect this mind to wander off many, many times. But if you are patient enough, your anapanasati will stabilize and develop. Then you will be very peaceful, very calm. Then piti will arise, a type of spiritual calmness, spiritual joy. Then you will like to meditate. So you continue to train for those who are new. For those who already have the training and understand what this thing is, then you will be able to what they call to develop all of the byproduct of anapanasati. The first benefit of anapanasati is the mindfulness of in and out breath will bring about inner peace, inner calmness. It will arise through piti. Piti is a spiritual joy, spiritual rapture, spiritual bliss. So when you are very calm, very peaceful, this piti will arise. So if you train this mind well, when it's just mindful without thought, it will become very peaceful, very calm. So when piti arises, continue to relax and just silence your mind and be aware. Then you can recite, breathing in, experiencing the joy. Then breathing out, experiencing the joy. Then breathing in, calming the bodily formation, using that joy. Then breathing out, calming the entire bodily formation. You continue, this mind will become more and more calm, more and more peaceful, more and more subtle, and the piti will transform into sukha. Sukha is bliss. When sukha arises, you will feel very good. It's like a very blissful state. You will like to meditate. The only danger is you may get attached to this state. And piti, which is an enlightenment factor, as opposed to sukha, which is a non-enlightenment factor. So sukha, if you are not careful, you can get attached. And you can get trapped there. So when sukha arises, just experience them and allow it to be. Then continue to relax and silence your mind until this sukha become very, very quiet, very, very peaceful, very tranquil, and you very still. The stillness of mind or the silent mind is called pasati. So when pasati arises, pasati is an enlightenment factor. You can stay with it, silent your mind completely and experience it. And this is the mind that can meditate. And this is the mind that can see things as they are. And this is the mind that is already in sati. You no need to train anymore. You don't need to have any object of meditation anymore. You just silent, maintain awareness. Then the silent mind will be very sensitive. It will understand everything that arises and pass away. So I will leave it to you to train your mind to develop this meditation. Then I will ring the bell maybe in another 15 minutes time. Okay. those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner awareness, inner calmness and inner peace that you have developed and trained. You have to maintain this state throughout the day, into the daily life. Here is more easy, more conducive, because it's a retreat. You can forget about everything else. You can just focus on the meditation. So the key to training this mind is to remain focused with the training of mind, to be mindful, then stabilize it. Means your sole purpose is to develop heedfulness, mindfulness. Okay, I got a little bit of announcement to make, because just now when we about to start at 6:30, I think some of you find it not enough time, especially those on duty. I was told by Sister Mipho that there is just not enough time. So we may need to adjust the program a bit so that we can give you time. For this particular dinner, I can do it for you. So what you can do is, from tomorrow onward, after dinner, we will have longer break. Instead of about half an hour, 6:30, or 6 to 6:30, we can extend it to maybe 6:45. You can have another 15 minutes of break. Then after that, when we come back, I want to reverse the last two items. We will do the evening chanting, because after food, you meditate. Some of you may not be so mindful and alert because you tend to be sleepy. So we will change to evening chanting. So 6:45 sharp, you will come in for evening chanting. This evening chanting is very useful. It is the Buddha's way of training the spiritual faculty to be developed. The Pali words and the vibration that come out from the chanting can help you. After this, we will have our evening chanting. 7:30 will be evening chanting. But tomorrow onward, we move it forward. So that after that, after the evening chanting, you can do your meditation. And after that, straight away, we have the Q&A reporting and sharing. That will be more conducive. Then you will be more alert by them. Because the chanting can make your faith very strong. Then, No, 1 hour. 1 hour. No, your chanting will be cut short. Understand or not? Chanting will be cut short by 15 minutes. No. 7:30. No. Chanting first. Then 7:30. No. We reverse it, sorry. 6:45. Oh, you're supposed to have 1 hour of sitting, So we don't have much time actually. Our evening chanting take about 20 minutes, I can only give you 10 minutes, I think, provided you are punctual. Oh, never mind. We shorten the meditation to 55 minutes, or 15 minutes also can. Okay, which means you do your evening chanting at 6:45 and end at 7:15. 7:15. Then after that, you have 45 minutes of meditation. 7:15 to 8 o'clock. Okay, we'll make a note of that. Huh?